We are pleased to be joined on the line right now by Arnold Pearson, the Member of Parliament for Peace River West Lock. I know you're very busy a lot of times. Thanks for taking the opportunity to join us here today.
Well, thanks so much, Carl. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
All right. Main thing I want to talk about today is a lot of discussions recently around the carbon tax coming up, and in particular, farmers wanting some changes around the carbon tax. Why don't you tell us a little bit of what's kind of going on with that situation right now?
Yeah, so there's a bill, C-234, in the Senate. It's passed through the House of Commons already. It would remove the carbon tax for farmers on their grain drying and their building and that sort of thing. We've seen the government already give allowances for removal of on home heating in some parts of the country, and the farmers have been saying, hey, we need to ensure that we don't have to pay the carbon tax because that cost just gets passed on to the consumer, which just makes our food more expensive. So this bill has been passed through the House of Commons, but it's getting stalled in the Senate. So there was a rally on Parliament Hill yesterday just calling on the Senate to pass this bill, get it out of the Senate, and get it passed into law so that we can get the carbon tax off of farmers so that they can produce the food that we need to eat.
And the conservative bill, C-234, what exactly around farm operations would that bill cover if it does eventually get passed, hopefully?
Yeah, so it covers the carbon tax on grain drying. It covers the carbon tax that they pay to heat their buildings, and it covers the carbon tax on some of the transportation costs that they include. So there was an amendment put forward by some of the Liberal senators to remove it on the building part. So we've been saying, like, don't put that amendment in. Just pass the bill the way it was originally.
And when it comes to some of the concerns around this from farmers, what are kind of some things that you've heard from farmers in our region around trying to get changes to this?
Yeah, well, farmers are saying that after 8 years of Justin Trudeau, they just can't afford to continue to pay the carbon tax. And the carbon tax is leading to the inflationary pressure on food prices for farmers, but for everybody across the country. And so if we can get rid of the carbon tax, that would be a reduction in the cost of living, reduction in the inflation rate, and we look forward to common sense conservatives taking power and getting rid of the carbon tax altogether clear across the country.
And even just, you know, certainly one thing I've heard a lot from people recently is, okay, you know, with the carbon tax, okay, it's on the farmers with the growing the foods, it's on the, you know, the truckers and transporting it, it's on the grocery stores themselves. You know, a lot of it kind of adds up into, you know, some of the grocery prices we're seeing at stores nowadays. Like, even just with this thing, helping the farmers, how much would have of an impact would that have on some of the kind of the prices for food right now?
Yeah, it's definitely one of the things that's driving the price of food. Any cost that's borne by the farmers or the retailers or everything in between adds to the price of food. The parliamentary budget officer has confirmed that there would be a significant decrease in the price of food if the carbon tax was removed. The governor of the Bank of Canada said that there would be a 17% reduction in inflation if the carbon tax was removed, like, across the board. And so conservatives continue to say, axe the tax, remove the carbon tax for farmers, but for everybody as well.
We're going to see what happens with this going forward. Arnold Pearson, Member of Parliament for Peace River West Lock, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much, Kyle.